Thank you, Mr. Vice President. New Zealand warmly welcomes the distinguished delegation from Timor-Leste and notes encouraging progress since the last UPR. New Zealand is committed to continuing our support to Timor-Leste in the areas of peace and security, education and economic development. Access to education for all has nearly been achieved in Timor-Leste, which is a significant milestone. We recommend that Timor-Leste increases its investment in education so that future generations are better able to engage in the social and economic development of the country, and that Timor-Leste take further steps to eradicate corporal punishment in schools. Timor-Leste recognises that violence against women and children is unacceptably high. This is an important issue for New Zealand to address at home also. New Zealand recommends that Timor-Leste make urgent strides towards decreasing domestic violence by ensuring that laws, policies and practices in relation to domestic violence are in line with Timor-Leste's obligations under the Convention on the Elimination of Discrimination against Women, and that Timor-Leste ensure that its law enforcement officials receive training to implement these laws. We commend Timor-Leste for adopting its national policy on the rights of persons with disabilities. We recommend that Timor-Leste finalise its ratification of the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities and actively address the needs of persons with disabilities, especially in remote areas of the country. Finally, New Zealand notes the incredible strength and resilience that the people of Timor-Leste have shown as they've moved forward since independence. We acknowledge Timor-Leste's progress in implementing the recommendations of the Commission for Reception, Truth and Reconciliation, the CAVR, and the Commission of Truth and Friendship, the CTF. New Zealand recommends that Timor-Leste continue to give priority to implementing the CAVR and CTF recommendations regarding victims' rights to justice, truth and reparations. We wish the Minister and the delegation a very successful review. Thank you, Mr. Vice President.